COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Howdy, folks. I don't intend to keep this episode specifically too long. So today's episode is Columbia Care is trash, and they always have been. So in our episode that we did close to 2 weeks ago about Columbia Care and their affiliates playing shenanigans in Delaware and advocating against legalization because the bill that's being proposed in Delaware is going to give a chance to small growers and isn't going to give them a specific advantage. And like I've said in previous episodes, and I'll continue to say, these MSOs, these multi-state operators, these trust fund folks that do this just to make a ton of money, do this so they can have a Tesla Roadster and a 66 or 67 Corvette. I mean, I'm not knocking having a Roadster or a 67 Corvette. Those are two cars I really like. And if I had Bezos money, I would have those cars. Especially the 67 Corvette. I love that thing. That's a classic. But I don't have those millions and the things I would have to do to have the amount of money that these dirty, thuggish, oligopolistic cannabis operators, they're just doing this to make a F ton of money. They're not doing this to heal people. They're not doing this to heal grandmas or to help young children that have debilitating seizures or whatever, or even to just help adults that want over-the-counter access to some good medicine. They're not out there doing it for those virtuous reasons. They're, and some of these folks, I would imagine, probably haven't even really done the plant, or if they have done it, it's been decades since they have done it. And again, this is just another way to not only save for retirement, but to have millions and millions and possibly billions many times over. Again, they're not, I don't believe they're doing this with the love for the patient and love for the people that love the plant in mind. And Columbia Care's MSO is no different. In Massachusetts, when we were gearing up to legalize 5 years ago, this dispensary was against question four, and they were against allowing drug war victims that were jailed and harmed by the war on drugs. They were against them being able to work in the new industry because they shouldn't have flipping broke the law. Like that is a special kind of disgusting to me. These are just white people, white women, white men that want to make money off this plant. And again, they don't have love for the culture. They don't have love for the, you know, the pioneers and the street pharmacists that were selling to us when it was still illegal and when it was still a deadhead, low priority issue. They were putting their necks on the line for us, and some of them got caught and some of them got sent to jail for something that should have never been a crime. But then there's probably people of color that are running these big dispensaries too, or in high positions too. So I don't want to just say it's one person or whatever. But again, I mean, like these big MSOs and the people that run these big MSOs, again, they're not doing it because of love for the plant. They're doing this to make lots and lots of cash. And again, that's just some of their shenanigans. And another sort of story of them, again, and I've said this in that episode, but again, when I was like, okay, so they had this program at like a Columbia Care affiliate in my neck of the woods, where you bring in dube tubes, you bring in cannabis containers, and you bring in a certain amount. I think you bring in like 50, and then you get like maybe like $5 off or something. I don't remember the exact amount, but you bring in a certain amount and you get some credit that you can use there. And then when I went there and I brought my tubes or whatever, the lady or the person at the counter, she asked, oh, did you like take all the stickers off the dube tube or whatever? Do you take all of them off? And like, I believe I did on most of them, but there might be some that still have it. And like the dirty look that woman gave me was just so off-putting and so, so, so unprofessional. And then another time that I went there, the bud tender. Okay, so when you go to these medical dispensaries, like they have to add everything that, like when you buy, they have to check what your current allocation is. Like let's say if there is like, if you live in a state where 2 ounces is allowed per month or whatever of flower, they have to make sure you're not going over that. So they have to log everything into the registry. They have to log it into the state sort of registry that handles the medical marijuana registration for all the patients in that state or whatever. So they have to enter in all that stuff, how many edibles you got, whatever. And sometimes it takes a long time. Like sometimes you can be waiting for close to 5 minutes. And I got on my phone, you know, checking other stuff, you know, doing some research for this podcast, like getting some work done for the Nuganooches, you know, while I was waiting for my medicine. And like when I'm at CVS, like I can go on the phone and, you know, it's expected you're going to do that long. And a lot of times like, oh, just bear with us. We're working on your case. Just bear with us. Sorry for the wait. You know, that's what they say at like a normal pharmacy. Like it's expected that you're going to read a book or you're going to try to do other things while they're, you know, entering your info and while they're making sure that you're of age to buy this prescription. But at the Columbia Care that I was at, they have like a specific rule that you can't, like, I understand like some dispensaries, like many dispensaries I go to, they'll have a rule that you can't take pictures of people because, you know, it's still a stigmatized sort of drug. So people want to try to be considered and respectful of people's privacy. I get that. And if I ran a dispensary, I'd have that same rule too. Because again, Like, even when I first got my card, I still didn't want everyone on the planet knowing I use, you know, I only wanted people that I trusted knowing that. But again, I understand that. But what I don't understand is while I'm waiting, while I'm at the dispensary, and it's pretty clear I'm not taking pictures because I was just looking up articles, looking at my Twitter feed, you know, I was doing research for this podcast, and the guy was just like this, like bro-ish looking dude, like this like, yeah, this bro-ish looking guy, this like frat looking dude that was like working the counter, was like, get, you need to show, you can't use your phone while you're at this dispensary. And then I was like, I didn't want to make trouble. I was just like, all right, sorry. And then, but that whole rest of the day, I felt terrible. I was just like, oh, like that was just so like rude and entitled the way he just sort of did that. Like, you're the one filling my thing and taking over 5 minutes to do. My time's money. My time's valuable. You're the one doing that. And like, I'm the person that's the bad guy. Like, if I went to CVS, they would have no problem with me doing that. But because, you know, because these companies and Columbia Care, I would wager, are ran by suits. And from sources and friends of the show, they've literally admitted as much. Like, I've literally talked to like sources, and again, I'm not going to reveal everyone, but I've literally talked to sources that have revealed as much, that there are people at the top, you know, because I know some people that are invested in the cannabis, like they've admitted as much that the people that run Columbia Cares are trash. Again, I'm not going to name names here, but I've talked with sources and they've admitted as much. So they've always been trash. They always will be trash. They're just trying to make a quick buck off the industry. They don't care about, you know, the healing aspects of this. They don't care about the amounts of people that are being helped. They don't care about making things right for drug war victims, and cutting drug war victims into the new industry. And oh yeah, to bring it back to when the Columbia Care affiliate in my state was against legalization, a couple years later, after a couple of dispensaries were already making money off adult use, Columbia Care changes their mind and starts asking for recreational licenses in Massachusetts. So you do a complete 180, like, oh, we don't want it. No. Stick with medical. Adult use is bad. It's for we have to stop it. Da-da-da. They try the same playbook in Massachusetts, and they're trying the same bag of tricks again in Delaware. They're trying the same tactic of, oh, we have to benefit off this new industry. But I mean, they didn't even have to be like, tell us no, not to legalize. They were already benefiting off the industry. The MSOs, the regulations in Massachusetts already benefit the multi-state organization. You know, the onerous regulations, all these requirements you have to meet, and then the municipalities extorting dispensaries in excess of the agreements that were in the adult use legislation. So they're going over the 3%, that they're extorting people for over the 3% that's in the laws. But to do business, you have to pay the piper, and they make the regulations and requirements so onerous that only the Patriot Care, such Columbia Cares, you know, all these other MSOs that run the roost in the state, Harvest, all of them, they like, the deck is already favored for them. There are very, very few, if any, like craft growers, craft whatever, like there's very few of that. It's just these big MSOs that are just doing this for money and for likely the wrong reason. But again, I don't want to keep this episode specifically too long. As always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. If you want to follow me on socials, I'm _IamCannabisSativa on Instagram, and on Twitter, I'm ICSativaPod. Peace out, ciao, and stay medicated, my friend.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https:// anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.